Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
If you haven't been paying attention, some pretty interesting things are going on with a guy named Zion Williamson for the New Orleans Pelicans. This point Zion thing has really caught fire. He scored 37 points in a losing effort the other night, a career high, though, for number one. And, man, I'm going to bring in Mark, who has been all over the Pelicans from the jump. And, Mark, this point Zion thing is creating some real problems for the defense of NBA teams.
It is, and what it does is it really takes advantage of two of Zion's more underrated strengths. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, or everybody in the media talks about his explosiveness, his power, his ability to score in the paint. And, yeah, that's all there, and that's all real. But you take a look at what some of the other things he does well. He's a very willing passer. He has exceptional court vision in terms of, you know, where to get the ball. And he's got a high basketball IQ, especially for a kid who's, you know, still, he's only 20 years old, hasn't even played a full 82 game season yet. When you go back to last season and the knee surgery that, you know, that cut out half of his games. And then this year, you know, he's still not even up to that 82 game threshold. I think he's somewhere in the 60s in terms of how many games he's played. So, to be this good, this young is phenomenal. And they're taking advantage of the way that he can see the floor. And I think, you know, it's kind of a pick your poison deal at this point with teams when he's the one taking the ball up the floor, because either you back off and you try to, you know, you try to crowd the passing lanes, and then he comes downhill like a freight train right at the rim, and you know how he can finish. It's probably going in. He shoots over 60% from the field because he gets so many shots close to the cup. If you collapse on him, well, now you've got guys who are open, and he always seems to know where the ball needs to go. He makes the right pass more often than not. And look, it's an evolution in his game that, you know, Alvin Gentry kind of foresaw this last year, and Stan Van Gundy has picked up the mantle and kind of ran with it. But I don't know if anybody thought it would be this impactful so soon. And, you know, there's been a couple of comments made about him. Dallas Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said after they beat the Mavericks the other night, this is a Shaquille O'Neal type force of nature with a point guard skill set. When David Griffin spoke on Friday, he talked about, you know, Zion's native abilities, his instinctual abilities are as a guard, because he played guard until relatively recently when he hit a growth spurt and suddenly got big. So he's got all of those fundamentals in his bag of tricks, and it's really the big man type stuff that he's not as used to, and that's not second nature. And I think that's why we've seen his defense falter a little bit more than you would like when he's down low, because that's not what he was brought up playing. He was brought up playing as a guard because, you know, he was smaller at the time. So all of these things kind of go into the mix. They kind of get mixed into the gumbo where now you come out and you've got a guy who can bring the ball up the floor for you as a point guard at 6'6" and 285 pounds. And, oh, by the way, his vertical is insane. So I posited this on Twitter over the weekend. You know, everybody wanted to compare him to Charles Barkley when he was coming out because of his body type and his size. But, you know, what if he's Magic Johnson? Mm-hmm. What if he's a big guy? You know, Magic was 6'9" and was able to bring the ball up the floor a lot better than most big men we had ever seen at the time. What if he's, you know, Magic 2.0? I even saw somebody in the media, and I wish I could remember who it was, but they said he looks like a left-handed Michael Jordan in Barkley's body. And that's incredibly high praise when you think about what Jordan, you know, means to the NBA and what he means to the game. But I think the way that you can compare him to Michael Jordan is the fact that there's nobody else like him. And there's not going to be anybody else like him anytime soon. We've heard David Griffin refer to him as one of one. And I think that's absolutely accurate. Zion Williamson is his own man. And, you know, as he continues to develop his game, it's frightening for opposing teams the things he's going to be able to do.
Zion and the Pelicans are on the road tonight, taking on the Boston Celtics. New Orleans coming into the contest 20-25, and the Celtics are even at 23 wins and 23 losses. And at this point, Zion stuff is really starting to become problematic. I like your analogy, Mark, of what if it's Magic Johnson? You know, if that's how he – look, that's a Hall of Famer right there, one of the best to ever play the point forward kind of position. He kind of created that, if I'm not mistaken, because of his ability to handle the ball, that point forward kind of deal. And I think he's the one, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of opened the door for guys like Zion that have some guard ability, and but are also oversized by guard standards.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and even to this day, there's, you know, obviously nobody else out there like Magic Johnson with the things that he could do with the basketball at his size and with his handles. You're right. You know, there wasn't anybody at his size that was bringing the ball up the court up until he started doing it, because those guys, you know, were usually down low and playing the post. And what we've seen in the NBA, because of the three-point revolution from, you know, that was spurred on by Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, is we've seen a de-emphasis on size and a de-emphasis on the big man, because now it's all about the three-point shot. And if you have, you know, there's a lot of guys in the NBA who can consistently hit that shot, and when you're trading twos for threes every trip down the court, you can get behind in a hurry. So we've seen kind of a de-emphasis on the traditional big man role. You still need those guys, and the Pelicans have one in Steven Adams, but we've seen a lot more big men who are proven to be a lot more versatile because they're learning to do those things when they're younger, and those, you know, those skills are translating now to the NBA, because you have to learn how to do those things. Look at how many guys come out of Europe with these fundamentals that most typical guys their size couldn't do because they were taught everything. And that in itself is a little bit of a revolution in the NBA that we've seen over the past, you know, 20 years or so. So the idea of the traditional back to the basket big man, you know, down low, unless you're 7 feet tall, that's not how it is anymore. And even those 7 foot tall guys are kind of becoming a dinosaur in today's game, because it's all about spacing and threes.
Mark, great job as always. Good insight on the point Zion phenomenon that is sweeping the Pelicans and the NBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.